This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This is so important. We're talking about 2023 healthcare plans. Think about where you're headed with that. Who better to have on the show than Medicare expert right at the top, Gary Colt, Chief Growth Officer for Medicare Advantage of Cigna. There is a lot of questions, Gary, and this is that time of year, so thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me, Kate.
So what is the Medicare annual enrollment period? Because people keep asking me about the dates, and even though I know them, I think people try to confuse me. So let's nail this down. What are the dates?
Sounds great. Well, first of all, the Medicare annual enrollment period is the time of year where folks with Medicare can actually take a look at the plans that they're on today and determine if it's the right option for them for the upcoming year. The dates, which is a great question, the enrollment period actually started on October 15th. But it's really important and timely that we're having this conversation because it ends on December 7th, so it's coming up.
Yeah, so remember December 7th, that's it. So in what ways, and I said this at the top, that you were the Chief Growth Officer for Cigna Medicare Advantage, in what ways is Medicare Advantage different from the original Medicare coverage?
You know, Medicare Advantage actually offers all of what traditional Medicare offers and more. And so a lot of people, actually about 50% of the Medicare eligibles, have chosen to be on a Medicare Advantage plan because of the additional value add that comes with the benefits, things like transportation and fitness and programs for hearing, vision, and things that traditional Medicare don't offer.
Oh, that's big. The hearing, the vision, and even the fitness and transportation I know is big for a lot of people. What tips would you give the people listening eligible for Medicare as they start to shop for those plans? And they probably have been shopping around already. What would you tell them?
Well, you know, I would tell them first, take the time. You know, pause for a moment and determine what is it that is most important to me? What is it that I look for in terms of my benefits? What's working for me this year? What do I want next year? Things like, is my doctor in the network? Looking at if I need, you know, help getting to and from a doctor's appointment, does the plan cover transportation? If I like to stay kind of healthy and well, does it have a fitness program so I can continue to keep my fitness regime going and keeping me healthy and strong, or hearing benefits, vision, things like that? I would also say, look at the financials too. So, you know, what is the premium? You know, most of our plans for Cigna offer no additional premium. So imagine having additional benefits with no additional premium. Also look at, what are the cost shares? Things like copays. What's the cost to actually go to a doctor's visit, for example?
Yeah. Oh, that is really, really good stuff. Gary, where can listeners go for more information?
There's a few places that have just great information. You can go to Medicare.gov, which actually provides a comparison against plans across, you know, the area that, you know, your listeners are, live in. You can also go to CignaMedicare.com. And we also have agents that are on the phone that can actually help people navigate healthcare too. And that phone number is toll free at 855-984-1401.
All good stuff. Gary Culp, thank you so much.
Kate, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Respiratory illness on the rise across the U.S. among young children. It's scary. Hurricane Roslyn, what does that mean to you and I? Is there any chance of that coming toward the U.S.? There was some wicked weather over the weekend in some parts of the South. When I say wicked, a lot of rainy, nasty kind of stuff, but no huge flooding or anything on the disaster scale that tips it right off the map that we have to talk about at the top of the show. Hope you had a great weekend as we bounce into a new week here on the show with me, Kate Delaney. I had a great weekend. You know why I had a great weekend? It was a weekend of sports for me. Sports is a big kind of release. And because it's always played a major role, as much as I'm such an information junkie, I say that all the time, content, et cetera, and you know this show is about that, to watch the Philadelphia Phillies and Bryce Harper blasting a two-run jack that made the difference in the Phillies go to the World Series, that was very sweet for me. Because everybody in my life that grew up outside of Philadelphia reached back to me to tell me about what was going on in their life and tell me how great the Philadelphia Phillies were. That's a bonding experience. That's what sports can sometimes do for you. This, unfortunately, is a bond you don't want to have. This RSV, this whole thing with these infections that are just rampant across the U.S. I've heard some really, really sad stories about this. Young babies, 8 months old, maybe a year old, younger at some point. But I guess almost all children catch RSV at some point before they turn two. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. But I lead off this way because there are so many hospitals that are crowded with these kids that can't breathe, where their mothers or fathers or whoever their caregivers are almost in a panic when they see them practically turning blue, and they're desperate to get to the emergency room to get the kids in. Because what are they thinking? Are they thinking COVID-19? Are they thinking, what is this? They are so, so sick. The flood of this is off the charts. So off the charts, when I say that, when you know that you have hospital after hospital that has absolutely no room, when you see that a child is breathing so fast, you know something's wrong with their oxygen levels, you know they're very, very sick. In fact, that's one of the signs, if you see that happening, to immediately go to a hospital. So young infants, younger children, really 2 years and less, this is what we're seeing with this virus, and it can turn into something much more serious that can lead to respiratory failure, right? When they're breathing and their chest is rapidly, rapidly going up and down. Now, there is an antibody treatment for children who are at the highest risk for severe disease, and it's not readily available, but it can be available to those who are the most vulnerable, and it comes in the form of a shot, what else, that a child can get every month during the typical RSV season. But it is something to watch for, because when we see, like I said, these high numbers, where we're talking about thousands and thousands of kids, and we're talking about these symptoms, where an infection can last maybe 5 days. Sometimes it goes away on its own, but it might look like a common cold. So it's disguised as that. You see, you know, maybe a runny nose, a decreased appetite, coughing, and that kind of thing. Maybe a little bit lethargic. But if you don't realize what's happening, then, of course, the child can die. And to me, I cannot imagine having no idea that's happening and you're too late. And unfortunately, in some cases, the word too late has happened to way, way, way too many people. So just as a warning here on the show, based on all these things that I'm seeing in doctors that I've had these conversations with, that watch for this. Watch for the crazy breathing. Watch for symptoms that you start to see, this very common.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
He has my fantasy job, seriously. He is the toy guru. The toy guy is, that's what he's known as. He's the author of Toy Time, and he is a toy historian. And who better to have on? Somebody with his background, all those years he brings to the table, 30 years of industry experience in the toy industry. Can you imagine? He is absolutely an expert on toys and play in the culture, and he brings his extensive knowledge of toys education and child development to his work. So we are thrilled to have him because this is Toy Time, no doubt. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Thanks. You know, when you say 30 years, it goes, yeah, I've been playing for a long time.
Yeah, lucky you. So I know people listening to us are like, wow, so this is exciting. What are some of your top toy picks for this year?
Well, one of the things that we're so excited about is that classic play is back in a big way. During the pandemic, there was a lot of screen time, and I'm not dissing screen time, but there's a lot of great classic tactile co-play things going out there. We're going to start with something from Lego Friends Main Street Building from the Lego Group. This is a beautiful 1,600 piece set. You can build three different buildings that interact. You create a whole cityscape with it. Just super fun, great for narrative play, and kids love it. And also in the construction area, the Pinksy's Butterfly Hot Air Balloon from Lukey Lab. Pinksy's are these gorgeous pieces. I guess they're kind of like discs with little prongs on them. You slip them together and you can build all kinds of great things. The hot air balloon is gorgeous. It stands about 2 feet tall. It's got paperboard panels that are so colorful. What we like about this is it really does engage kids in imagination as they build it and play with it. And that's only about $29.99.
Nice. So this is a question I'm sure a lot of people ask themselves when they're putting lists together. What are the best strategies for finding the toys you want?
Well, I think it's first and foremost you want to make sure that you pay attention to your kids and what they're into and what they like and their age and find things that are age appropriate. And then start looking. Look online. Go to stores. Stores are back in a big way. People are loving being in the stores and seeing the toys on the shelf. There's a lot of great stuff out there at Walmart and Target and Kohl's and all of those great places. And then if you want something really classic, one thing we have is a baby doll. What's more classic than that? The Crybaby's first emotions from IMC Toys. It's a doll that stands about, I don't know, she's about 28 inches tall, and she actually has 65 different emotions. You can turn her on. If she cries, you give her a pacifier. She calms down. Great for nurturing play as kids observe what their parents are doing.
You know, you already mentioned this, that now it's exciting because people are going back into the stores and seeing the toys. So we know that's changed since the pandemic. What else has changed when it comes to toys and play since then?
Well, I think one of the big things we've seen is a lot of multi-generational play. If you were locked up with your parents for 2 years, you ended up playing with them. So we're seeing a lot of things that really engage the entire family. So, for example, the Disney Kingdom Mania adventure game has 40 different Funko-style figures. It's by Funko Games. 40 different figures that you can collect. So if you collect Disney, that's great. If you want to play an adventure game, that's great. The game only takes 15 minutes to play at the most, which parents really like. But again, it's really fun. It comes in a sphere that you can expand on it. That fits in the toe of a stocking pretty well. The other thing that's a big change is we did spend a lot of time on screen, so now we're looking at getting off the screen. And one of the things we found that we really like, it's been out for a couple of years, is the Tony Box. What's new this year is Peppa Pig. So the Tony Box is about a 3.5-inch on a side cube. It's a speaker, a huggable speaker. When you put the character on top, in this case Peppa Pig or the Grinch, it actually comes to life with stories. That's so important for kids to develop their auditory skills, their imagination skills, and of course their communication and language skills as well.
Ooh, that's a good one. I love that. What's your best advice for when to buy?
When you see the thing on the shelf or online. No, seriously, please don't get all, it's December 21st. Now, there might be the thing where the kid says, the one thing I want is X, and that's December 22nd. You may have to scramble. But seriously, there are certain things that are going to sell out. Squishmallows from Jazzwares, if you have a kid at home who collects them, of many ages, right? Those are selling out really fast. One of the other things that's selling out pretty much everywhere is the Ziplinks Triple Tower Blast, which is I call it a loud naughtiness, because there are these pieces. It's kind of like Domino Rally, but you put them together, you load them by closing them up, you link them together, and then you push a button and they all fly up in the air. That's the kind of thing I would have loved, because it made a mess.
Me too. I would have liked that too. So this has been great advice. Where can people go that are listening for more information?
Come see us at thetoyguy.com. You can see pictures of all of these things, and we try to keep the links updated as to where you'll find them in stock online.
Love it. Chris Byrne, Toy Guy, happy holidays, and thanks so much.
Happy holidays, and thank you, Kate.
By the way, I think you're never too old to play with some sort of toy. I mean, seriously. It's like I was reading today, the Rubik's Cube. I guess it's considered a toy. It's an annoying toy to me. 50 years old. I don't know if I ever solved it. Maybe once or twice. And I was thinking today, I loved, when I was a kid, my brother and I loved Hot Wheels. And what's really something that's neat is they have these, I saw this the other day in the store, they have Hot Wheels racing loops. They have this, like, tower where you take two cars, and then they have this double spiral kind of racetrack. So it's not the whole long racetrack, but it's pretty decent. And it's got a gas station and car wash, pit stops, two cars are part of that whole thing. I thought that was pretty neat myself. So hey everybody, I'm looking around at the landscape, and I'll tell you the one thing that really is jumping out at me is for our friends that are dealing with the weather, because boy, do we have some weather to speak of when it comes to tornadoes, etc. Tornadoes hitting Mississippi, Central Louisiana. A lot of people listening to us. 125 million in the Midwest, Northeast too, in the path of some of these severe storms. I feel like a weather person every single time I jump on this show, but we were bracing for this kind of weather, and it's out there for sure. Be careful that we're looking at these tornadoes developing in parts of the South. There's a lot of tornado watches that were in effect for those areas that I mentioned, and there were people in some small towns that heard those sirens blaring late on Tuesday because of the track of some of the long distances on the ground of these twisters, where you see it's wide at the base and it keeps going, and the damage could be astronomical. So, you know, we know that they hit the ground in Mississippi for sure on Tuesday night, and Alabama also in the middle of the path of the storms overnight, many of you listening to us. And even because of the projection of this 165-mile-an-hour gust at times, Mississippi Public School Districts ended classes, all of that early. Mississippi State U, same thing. And Starkville's, they said forget about it. They switched to online. There was a lot of temporary closing of runways. Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on Tuesday afternoon because of snow and the impaired visibility there. They said, you know, that's down for now. And you know, winds were still, and lightning and possible Uyghur tornadoes, that was still part of the problem in Chicago. They were talking about the gusts were so strong, they were pulling down lots and lots of tree limbs. So again, I know some of you may even be without power because some of the power is down too. So we got it all with the heavy snow in some cases, and limited visibility and whatnot. So nasty, nasty stuff out there. Huge today in court. Huge decision over the head of the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, guilty of January 6th seditious conspiracy. So he was out of the Capitol. He stayed outside of the Capitol on the 6th and 20th. In 2021, but prosecutors say he was the ringleader of a plot to unleash politically motivated violence against, you know, to prevent the inauguration of President Biden. So this was something that had been talked about a lot. 7 men, 5 women deliberated for 3 days before finding Rhodes and also lead Florida Oath Keeper Kelly Meggs guilty of conspiring to oppose by force the lawful transition of presidential power. That was specifically what it was. Rhodes had his familiar eye patch on. He was in a dark suit, and he just looked down when they, you know, read the verdict on the central charge, and then just sat back in his seat when they read the rest of it. So Rhodes and his co-defendants were the first accused of seditious conspiracy and the first to face trial and to be convicted on any conspiracy charge to date of what happened on January 6th. And he's definitely the highest profile figure to face trial in connection with all of this. So what happens and ultimately what is the sentence, we'll see. But guilty on several counts. So it's probably going to be a pretty, pretty long sentence. Could carry up to 9 years or more on these convictions. Meet you on the flip side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The national Christmas tree is being lit up for the first time Tuesday night. Also known as the People's Tree, it sits on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. This year, the 78-foot red spruce was brought into Washington from the Pisgah National Forest in western North Carolina. On Wednesday, the tree in Rockefeller Center in New York City will also be ceremoniously lit. Between those two things happening, there will likely be some news that's out of this world.
SpaceX is planning a very early morning rocket launch Wednesday from Cape Canaveral in Florida. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to go on Complex 40 and is scheduled to lift off for the moon at 3:39 a.m. Eastern. They're sending a private Japanese moon lander to Luna. And if you live in the area, expect sonic booms. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That this has happened to. I want you to think about this for a second. What if the medicines you take stopped working all of a sudden? You know, that's become a reality for a lot of people because these superbugs are making medications ineffective. So it is perfect when we think about World Antibiotic Awareness Week to talk to Dr. Fred Tenover. He's the Vice President for Scientific Affairs for CFID, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about this. I have two friends that this happened to. What do we do when bacteria becomes resistant to antibiotics?
Right. So this is a big issue. The CDC tells us that about every 11 seconds, a new antibiotic-resistant infection emerges in the United States. So we need to be making sure that we're using the best, most effective antibiotics that we can.
And what the danger is of course, is what we were talking about. What if they become resistant? I mean, that's the thing that everybody's talking about, right? And you haven't seen this happen until recently, or there hasn't been a lot of discussion until recently, right?
Well, actually, this has been emerging for a couple of decades. Some people have called it the hidden pandemic. But it's getting worse now. It's getting to the point where we're really concerned that our antibiotics are no longer being effective, especially for serious infections.
Yeah, so then it brings up the question, Doc, what questions should patients ask before accepting an antibiotic?
Right. Absolutely. You should ask your doctor, what infection are you treating, and is this the best antibiotic? You should also ask about side effects. What do I need to be concerned about when I'm taking this antibiotic?
Oh, yeah, and we hear, you know, it's like when you listen to commercials and you see the long list of side effects, but I think sometimes people blur that out. And so I think what you're saying is absolutely 100% right on, that you need to ask those questions instead of, I think a lot of times we're in a hurry, you get a script, and then you run out, you don't ask enough questions. So that's great. You're right. Slow down, ask those questions. What other tips do you have for patients who are listening to us to advocate for their health?
Well, a couple things. Number one is the doctor tells you you have a viral infection and you don't need an antibiotic. Don't push for one. So this is the conversation you need to be having. When is it appropriate? Which antibiotic? What diagnostic test did you do to make sure that we're treating the right infection with the right antibiotic? And then the other thing is, whenever possible, try and prevent getting an infection in the first place. So keep washing your hands, and during the holiday seasons, make sure that you're cooking all your food appropriately so we're not going to get any foodborne illnesses, because we know some of those bacteria also are becoming resistant to antibiotics.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so interesting. Like I said, I just became aware of it recently, but like you said, it's been going on for decades, and now it's really more of the conversation. So what public health changes need to be made to fight AMR?
That's a really good question. Two things really come to my mind. Number one is we need to have public health advocating for more diagnostic testing to guide the use of antibiotics. We want testing and not guessing on the part of the doctors. And number two, we really need more surveillance. We need to know where in the United States these drug-resistant organisms are emerging and where we might need to go to a more powerful last resort antibiotic to make sure that we're treating that infection correctly and completely.
Oh, I like that pinpointing. That's good. And you really kind of talked about this, but it's good to end on this. What can listeners do to ensure that they're really getting the appropriate treatment? And you told us some things that we should do.
Right. Make sure that there's diagnostic testing going on. Have those conversations with your doctor. And just be aware of, you're not really challenging your doctor. You're just trying to be an informed patient. And I think doctors really do appreciate that. And we'll take the time to make sure that you understand why or why not you're getting an antibiotic, because you might have a viral infection that doesn't call for one. And whenever we use an antibiotic, when we don't need one, we really encourage bacteria to become resistant. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Oh, that's great. You're absolutely right. Make sure if you don't have to do it, don't do it. Don't take it. So where can listeners go for more information?
Two sites. The CDC.gov website on antimicrobial resistance is excellent, has a lot of information. And if people want to learn more about diagnostic testing, they could go to Cepheid.com.
Cepheid, there you go, Cepheid.com. Dr. Fred Tenover, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, so there's a good warning there when it comes to antibiotics. That's really true. I've heard more and more people talk about that. My doctor used to say that that's the problem. You treat something the same way, and eventually you become resistant to it, and it doesn't do that magical job that it did at one point. All right, speaking of magical job, we'll talk more about this a little bit later. Coming up, we have Nail the Score, but when we go to the Man Cave in Hour 2, USA 1-0 over Iran. I was watching this, and it was really exciting to watch. As somebody who's not a huge soccer fan, I can appreciate soccer because of my sports background. But with USA, I was paying close attention to this, and of course, so were so many millions of other people in the U.S. I'm sure the ratings will be high for this. So this is a big win for Team USA. Now they're into that final 16 after this win over Iran, and we'll take on the Netherlands on Saturday. So how far will the U.S. go? It's been a very strange, you know, World Cup, I'll say that. And Captain America is the guy who scored the goal, Christian Pusilic, easy for me to say, just incredibly just threw his body into it. A hard collision with the Iranian keeper, and just kept going and punched it in and just laid on the ground. for a few minutes following that collision and had to get medical attention. And he says he's going to be ready the next time. Who knows if he does make it back onto the field, but he certainly was a big reason that the U.S. ended up in this, do or die, so to speak, round of 16. That's what it is, the final 16. All right, to other odds and ends that are happening right before our very eyes as the world keeps turning and we get closer and closer to the holidays. I mean, we're in the middle of the throes of it right now. The big concern is something I've talked about heading into the Thanksgiving holiday is the fact that we could have this big rail strike. We'll see if the unions that don't agree to ratify, if they can somehow be appeased or not. And if there is a big rail strike, what does that mean for you and I? It means for the economy, lots and lots of things will tank. And certainly on all kinds of ends, you're not thinking about the kinds of goods that go by freight, the trucks that pick them up on the other side. It's a machine, and it's a machine that we'll really have a tough time trying to put back together as it gets pulled apart, but I understand some of the concerns of the people who work in these key positions as engineers, etc., on these various railways that are not happy with some of the policies. It's not even the money thing. It's the policies that find us in this position that we're in right now. If we were all in Hawaii and we had the opportunity, we would get a chance to see Mauna Loa erupting, because it's erupting and it is really something to see. This is another thing that I've talked about. It is erupting so much that the lava is cascading down one of the major slope areas, which that's not a surprise because of the massive eruption, but it's impacting the roads used to access the observatory, and it's cutting off power to some main areas. So the world's largest active volcano erupted early Monday morning for the first time in 38 years. Because I was fortunate enough to go to Hawaii and see Mauna Loa, I can only imagine what that would look like in like a full lava eruption. And they call the eruption cutting off the power and access to what they call this critical climate tool. It's used to maintain what they call the Keeling curve, which measures the carbon dioxide and is a huge graph that takes these measurements, and it's been doing it since 1958. So people are scrambling in a couple of different areas to try to figure out what to do about that, because I guess it's been a critical piece of operation that has led to a lot of data that not just Hawaii, just in general, and with this Keeling curve, it's led to a lot of important information. So it's that ideal location to measure those levels, because it's far distance from other major land masses make it ideal, and the clear air and landscape of the mountaintop there and that observatory is something. It's over 11,000 feet above sea level, so it's far, far away from any kind of significant pollution sources. That's why it's very, very cool to have a chance to go up to that observatory area because of what you see. And I mean, it'll get up and going again, but how long will this eruption continue, I think is interesting. If you haven't seen it, just go to whatever search engine you have and look it up, and you'll see those strands, those red, fiery, hot strands that are just pouring out of the top of that volcano. Coming up next, we have Nail the Score. You can call in at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can send me your guest, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I picked the game of the week in the NFL. And hopefully we'll have a winner this time around. Last time around, really close, but nobody nailed the score. So what will the game be? And will you nail the score? Jump on for your chance to take a try at it.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
So many games. Where will it all land? Where will it end up? Here we are in week 13 of the NFL season. It flies, doesn't it, people? I can assure you it won't be the Steelers and the Falcons. It won't be the Packers and the Bears. Who knows what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. He says he is going to play at some point this season, including in this one against the Bears, but with his ribs, we don't know. The Jets and the Vikings is pretty intriguing. The Commanders and the Giants, pretty intriguing. The Cowboys and the Colts, not intriguing. The Cowboys should win it and be 9-3. The Saints and the Buccaneers are the Monday night game. That's kind of a coin flip. That could go either way with two teams that have had really wonky seasons, that's for sure. But when I look at the board, there are a couple of games that stand out. And I guess it would be interesting to go with the NFC East because it's so unpredictable what's happening with so many of these teams. And you could say the Titans and the Eagles because that's not a for sure thing for the Eagles. They are favored by less than a touchdown. But I think the Giants and the Commanders, the Washington Commanders are only favored by 2.5. They're on the road against the Giants, who are playing at East Rutherford, New Jersey, their home stadium of MetLife. So what Daniel Jones are we going to see? Saquon Barkley, is he going to have some big numbers and go over 1,000 yards for the season? I think he absolutely will go over 1,000 yards. But will the Giants win this or not? That's the key question. So to nail the score, give us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me your guest, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Pete. Pete, what do you think?
Well, how close was I? About 4 seconds from winning all the swag.
I know.
I was madder than hell. I hate kickers.
I do too. I hate them. They blow up all our football pools and everything else. You were so close. Oh, so close. I have a good feeling about you this season, though, so that's a good thing.
That is wonderful. Okay, this is pretty obscure little game we got here. What's the over and under on this?
Okay, so the Giants and the Commanders, the Washington is favored by 2.5 points on the road.
Okay. And the total score, though?
The total number is 40.5 points.
Golly. How about the defense? Good grief. Okay, let's go. Man, I'm going to take the Giants because I just cannot stand Washington.
I like it.
And let me have 27-18.
I like that guess.
I think they're gonna bust them out. I really do. Bust out that 40.
I do too. I agree with you, Pete. Good guess, and boy, you came so close. Good luck next time. Pete's the best, man. He's been calling us forever on the Nail the Score, and he just always has those great one-liners, and he's such a Texan. I love listening to Pete. This game is such a big game for, you could say it's a big game for either one of them because of how tight the NFC East is. Tyler Heinicke? Every time I say his name, I think of Heinekens, which I'm sure everybody kind of has that in their mind. But you look at the Giants' loss to the Cowboys, 28-20, the loss to the Lions, 31-18, the win, of course, over the hapless Texans, which they should have beaten them. Then they lost to Seattle, which Seattle, who is Seattle? But beat the Jags, beat the Ravens, beat the Packers, beat the Bears, beat the Panthers, but who are the Panthers? And in the beginning of the season, they had that tight game against the Titans. I think Pete's right. I mean, you know, again, the NFC East, Philly's on top with a 10-1 record. Dallas is 8-3. The Giants are 7-4. And they're playing Washington, who's 7-5. So Daniel Jones, to me, needs this game. I think you look at their wide receiver, Slayton, you look at Barkley, and I really honestly believe that it's going to be the Giants, too. We're going to go to Jeremy in a second, and then all of you can certainly send in your guesses, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, or you can call us, as I've said, the number. But I think it's going to be the Giants, and I think the final score is going to be 28-20. I'm going to say 28-20. So it would actually be over. That would be the over. And I don't know if it goes the over, but that's what I'm thinking. Jeremy, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
I think the Giants are probably going to win. I would go with the Giants as well. I will agree with you guys there. I think it's going to be a little closer, and I don't think it's going to be over the 40.
Okay.
So I want to say 24 to 18.
24 to 18. So you and Pete land on that 18, but he's got 27, you have 24. All right, very good. We shall see. I want to make sure everybody knows, because I know that there are people working, and throughout the whole time we've ever done this, we've either had an avalanche of emails. When I say avalanche, I've gotten up to 7 in a short amount of time. But don't fear sending me your guests that way. So Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact and you just put in Giants are going to win it. Here's the score. Or Washington wins it. Here's the score. And there's no, the way the NFL is going, there's no score that's too lopsided, silly, or ridiculous, because that's what it is. Silly, ridiculous, lopsided scores sometimes in the NFL. It's been a strange season, that's for sure. You scratch your head and think, how did that happen? On paper, it didn't look like that was possible, right? So, is this the kind of game that we're gonna see? I have my email open, so there's a couple. There's two that are in that are already locked. See how quickly that happens, and I'll keep it open just to make sure, because I think some of you don't believe. Do you really check my score? I got that from Steven. And Steven, by the way, thinks that we're all wrong, and he thinks that Washington is being counted out, but not by the odds makers, and he thinks that Washington is going to win at 24 to 17. And then there's another one. This one is from Max. Max emails us a lot on other things. Hey, this is Max, your friend who emails us a lot. I'm going to try. I am in the middle of it, but I think it's going to be the Giants. And I think I used to live in New York, and I'm going to say 21 to 14. Ooh. 21 to 14, well, that would be way under, so you could be right on that. So anybody else who goes that route, don't worry. We, again, will get you in. How's that? All right, one of the big stories, I'm going to just mention this quickly because I think it's so interesting, is the Cowboys are talking about getting Odell Beckham Jr., and he had to be removed from an American Airlines flight in Miami at Miami International Airport on Sunday because of... They say he was in and out of consciousness. He refused to leave the plane when asked. He had been sleeping and he got upset on the plane and reacted badly because he had a dispute with the flight crew. So anyway, the Cowboys are saying, hey, with his team compatibility, his judgment, his behaviors, we're not about that. It isn't him. We're moving full steam ahead on getting Odell Beckham Jr. So that didn't hurt his chances of becoming a Dallas Cowboy. He's also meeting with the Giants and the Buffalo Bills, and apparently they're not too worried either, because remember, he was a key piece of what happened with the Rams on their road to the Super Bowl. So I think Jerry Jones really wants Odell Beckham Jr., and it's fine. If they can grab him on a run through the playoffs, that's exactly what they're going to do. I hope somebody grabs nailed the score this time around. Good luck to everybody. Make it count.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.